Hello and welcome to another episode of General Nerd Sense, the podcast from Shield Wall Productions, where we talk about anything and everything generally nerdy and keeping in theme with our D&D tales. We have myself, John,
and Jacob.
Yes, and Jacob, let's practice medicine. Yes, it's time for another tale of the adventures of the Doctor. Because apparently, he's been up to some shit. Since last time.
A lot of fun shit happened in the last campaign.
Yeah, there's been a lot of build-up. So, it's starting to pay off, apparently, huh?
Yeah.
So and this is all new information to me as well, listeners. Just for the record, anytime Jacob tells me these stories, I'm as much along for the ride as you are.
I don't want to ruin all the fun beforehand.
Right. Because then I won't be able to get my most genuine knee-jerk gut reactions to the horrifying things that you do.
So, with the most recent episode of the Doctor Tales, we went on a bit of a journey, and we've been on a caravan. So the DM, keeping up with the kind of historic immersion of it, we've stopped for 2 days to kind of let, you know, the horses and everything rest for the party.
Right.
So we've come to this town, and the thing we kind of left off on is Manolo found, or our paladin found a flyer for some giant bulbous spiders, and, you know, kind of wanted the party to follow along and kill it.
Sure.
So, the party has kind of been a little bit at odds with Manolo because of his increasing devotion to the one true light.
Sure.
So, again, we start the campaign. Manolo's like, so, who's following me to kill the spiders? And nobody has even, like, cared to listen.
Right. Don't all of you volunteer at once.
So, Manolo decides he's going to kill these one way or another. So, he leaves the party to go try and find the man who put out the flyer. So, a couple failed perception checks later, he finally finds and is able to read on the flyer where he's supposed to go. So he rushes over to the tavern by himself and more or less, like, kicks down the door and is like, the one true light has told me I must kill these spiders. The barkeep, who's not even out from, like, the back room, comes out and is like,
what?
What? What the fuck are you talking about?
So,
of course, my friend, being a slight dumbass, sees the barkeep come out and be like, you are Mr. Johnson. I forget the person, the, like, last name, but it was Johnson or something pretty generic like that.
Sure.
And she's like, yeah, I'm a barkeep. And he's like, where is Mr. Johnson? Who's asking? After, like, a bit more time of him monologuing and annoying the fuck out of her, she's just like, you know what? He's upstairs. Like, I'm not going to deal with you anymore.
I just work here. He's upstairs.
So he goes upstairs and, like, pounding on the dude's door. And the guy's like, what the fucking shit? You know, gets out of bed, opens the door in his, like, nightgown and shit. Because it's, like, it's early, but he's an older guy, so it's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon. He's just getting ready to settle down, you know?
Right.
And he's like, what the fuck do you want? He's like, I'm here to kill the spiders. Okay, the pay is this. I don't need pay. The one true light has told me that I don't need pay. Because he rolls, and he's like, to the DM, he's like, should the one true light tell me I should do this? And the DM's like, roll if, you know, the one true light would want you to do this. And, you know, he rolls. He's like, oh, the one true light wants me to do this, and it doesn't care about the money. And the DM's like, I didn't say that, but whatever, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So he accepts the mission without any money. And the guy's like, okay, cool. Like, awesome. I'll be down to meet you in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
So Manolo comes down, tells the party, you know, tells the doctor, and he's like, so I've accepted the mission. Okay, what's the pay? The one true light said we didn't need to get paid, and the doctor's like, okay, I'm no longer interested.
Yep, bored now.
So I make a roll. The DM tells me I find a dead animal to go poke with my doctoring stick, and I go off. And the rest of the party is like, oh, okay, you can do this on your own.
Yep. No pay, not interested.
So, Manolo's kind of left standing there. The guy comes down to give him the mission, and he sees all of us, and he's like, so are you guys a party? He's like, yes, but they're not going to be helping. And the guy's like,
all right.
Okay. And, you know, he's sitting there discussing it, and he's like, I know what's up. And, you know, he's like, guys, if you want, I'll pay ya. Everyone's like, immediate attention return.
Yep.
The doctor, like, turns. He's kind of like squab slotting while he's poking that animal. And he just turns his head interested. He's like, yeah, two shillings, because I think, two silver. And we're like, okay, this is now worth of our attention. So we kind of gather back around. Guy's going over, like, how these knee-pie spider fucking things have been terrorizing the local farms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the normal stuff.
Sure.
For a D&D campaign.
Right.
So, without even thinking anymore, Manolo says he's heard all he needs to hear. He's, like, halfway through, like, giving us the mission. And rolls a perception check to see if he can determine where, you know, the mission is from the information he's been gathered.
Instead of just waiting to be fucking told.
Pretty much.
Brilliant.
And he rolls a one. So he goes running off into the forest and...
completely the wrong direction.
About 5 minutes later, we go the other direction.
Yep. Because you bothered to let the old man finish and tell you exactly where to go.
Exactly. Though, I mean, his character arc, it's becoming interesting. He's kind of doing a Don Quixote thing, which is... more or less, pretty amusing to watch.
Right. I mean, hedge knights usually are.
Yeah. So, we get to the windmill. The doctor makes a perception check. And the way I've kind of done all my skills so far is any of my, like, typical, like, tasks that I have, like, whether it's surgery or, you know, diagnosing or perception to see, like, sick peasants or just perception in general.
Right.
It's all at like a +5 modifier.
Yep.
But of course, I still roll a nat fucking 20 to determine where the spiders are. And DM's like, you know what? Fuck it. Here are the spider holes on the map. And I'm like, neat.
Yep.
So the doctor knows exactly where the spiders are. Manolo comes a bit late. The doctor turns Manolo, who has come up, you know, huffing and panting, covered in, like, you know,
bits of twigs and such.
And, you know, those burrs and shit like that.
He went the wrong way. And didn't use the road like a smart person.
And the doctor looks at the spider holes, looks at Manolo. Manolo, do you see those holes over there? Just before you came, a beam of golden light descended from the stars and it created a small crater over there. Manolo is like, awesome, run straight over there.
Off like a shot.
And, like, legitimately just sticks his head in the hole to try to find the spider. To try to find the whatever descended from the heavens.
Wonderful.
And spawns all the fucking enemies.
Nailed it.
So, Manolo is caught in the middle of, like, 5 of these fucking spider things.
Great.
And we're, like, an entire 2 turns away movement-wise. And I'm just sitting there, like, the party's like, oh my fucking god, you didn't. I'm like, I did.
Yep.
I definitely did.
That just happened. It's still currently happening, as it turns out.
So we roll, you know, turn orders and stuff. I roll another nat fucking 20.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't know what's up with my dice tonight, but it's like, dude, you need to do something awesome. We're giving you all these 20s. Come on, keep using them.
Yep, yep.
So, I go first. And the DM gave me something so I could help out the party a little bit more than amputating. You know.
Sure.
Injured limbs and stuff.
Right.
So I pull out my... He basically gave me the emboldening vapors from Darkest Dungeon. But
okay.
It's like uplifting smells. Like, he tried to do, like... a non, like, copyrighted thing of, like, dude, we're playing a private game of D&D.
Right. Like, copyright goes out the window.
And he's
here.
Like, yeah, I know. I just want it to be different. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to call it emboldening vapors.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I run over to the elf in the party. Elf 2.0.
Right.
Not 1.0.
Yep.
And, you know, doesn't know anything I have in my inventory. So, I give her, like, a rag covered in it, and he's like, here, take, you know, this boost of humors.
Uh-huh.
The elf takes it, and then I pull out another item, give it to him. Eat this. It will increase your awareness of the situation. Oh, cool. Awesome. So, DM, like, has me...
Super safe.
You know, DM has me roll for, how many turns the emboldening vapors last. Okay. Now, what was that other thing you gave?
What was
elf,
it, Jake?
Elf is like, wait, what? Because I know you have the emboldening vapors, but what was the other thing? Oh, it's ergot. Which, if you don't know, ergot is a fungus that was that commonly grew in wells and stuff, and it is the medieval equivalent of LSD.
Nice. Real nice. So now that elf is going to be bold as shit and high as a goddamn plane. Nice.
So, the elf starts tripping balls. Because ye old medieval LSD.
Right.
I think the party learned you now ask what you are being given.
That's like just... Substance 101 is ask what you're being given before you take what you're being given. So you at least have some sort of inkling of what sort of ride you're about to go on.
Well, I mean, the party knew.
And can then make a choice of whether or not you want to get on the ride.
Well, the party was like, okay, we know he has emboldening vapors. So, like, if he's given that, it must be other helpful shit that he has. And it's like, yeah, but you also don't know me. And obviously, you are underestimating the doctor.
Right, at their own peril.
So, the elf is now tripping balls while shooting arrows at the spiders.
But doing it well.
Yeah. Manolo is being covered in fucking spiders. The DM has, again, changed his combat system.
Great.
And to give you an idea, we've had five or six sessions, and I think we are on rule set 5 or 6 at this point.
Nice.
He's homebrewing, but he tweaks things almost every session. He's like, Okay, this is the last fucking time I'm tweaking it. I mean, like, major change this set.
Right.
I'm gonna still, like, add stuff and...
refine, whatever, but it's always a lie.
It's gonna be this.
And it's always a lie.
Yeah. So, with how his armor works here, if you get hit, the defender gets to choose what part of his armor gets hit.
Okay.
More or less, like, you can choose a stronger part of your armor.
Right.
So Manolo, because pretty much the only thing he has of real armor is his helmet, constantly is getting attacked on the helmet.
Head trauma.
Now, the thing is, every time he misses the armor save, he's getting bit on the neck, face, or shoulders.
Smart.
Yeah. So he has, at this point...
he's in real bad shape.
He's, like, at one hit point of health.
Nice.
Two turns in.
Awesome.
So, he decides...
And that's the party damage dealer, isn't it?
Oh, well, we also have now the Scottish Highlander mercenary dude.
Right.
Who, at this point, is just legitimately cutting things in half.
Mm.
With his kilt blowing in the wind.
Marilyn Monroe style, yes.
Yeah. And, Manolo is bravely running away.
I mean...
Brave Manolo.
It's the smartest thing he's done in this story so far.
So he runs to the intern who, like, is trying to patch him up with some healing. His face...
But her heart's not really in it.
No. His face is all, like, swollen. And...
I mean, I guess her heart is probably in it because, you know, that's the employer.
Yeah.
But, like, she's not sorry about not being gentle.
Yeah. I made a small remark about why does he go to the mage for healing, but not, you know,
the doctor,
and they're like, you wouldn't fix him. I'm like, amputation works. Let me get the noose out.
Yeah. Turn it, please.
The doctor runs up to combat, and he has his ye old medieval morphine out.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, to the DM, hey, I'm going to do something. Okay. Runs up to Spider. pours ye old medieval morphine on it. Okay. And spiders absorb things through their skin.
Yes.
This is enough to, like, knock out a horse. DM makes a roll. Fuck. Spider, like, starts, like, twitching and running back and forth and just, like, flops over. And I'm like, ha ha. And I go to do it again, and the DM's like, okay, I understand you have found a small nick in my system's armor.
Yes.
Because he didn't make me roll for, like, because I'm just running up and, like, splashing it on it.
Didn't roll make you roll to see how thorough you were in your contact, yeah.
And he's like, I'll let you do the one.
Uh-huh.
But don't do this for pretty much everything, please.
Right.
It's gonna break this battle. And I'm like, fine.
It's not your fault. He knows you.
Yeah.
He knows how clever you are. He knows you know things about stuff. He should have figured you'd know things about spiders that would have a glaring weakness in mind, especially as a doctor with chemicals. That's on him. You should have been able to solo that fucking encounter just fine. Well within the rules of his combat system.
There were 5 spiders. I had 5 uses of my old medieval morphine.
He only let you use one.
He only let me use one.
Because otherwise you would have soloed that encounter. Rightfully so.
So, the elf is still firing arrows, tripping balls. The Scottish Highlander...
Satan's inside me!
The Scottish Highlander turns, swings his sword over his head exaggeratingly, and, like, cuts him in half. The doctor, now who can't use morphine, goes to swing at one of the spiders with his doctoring stick.
It's a good stick.
Completely whiffs.
Well.
Yeah. The doctor, I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna be for fucking ever, and now I'm gonna fucking get bit.
Uh-huh.
I get bit by one. I'm like, the garments he gave me are insect repellent. Yeah, for normal-sized fucking insects.
Yeah, for mosquitoes and shit, not for something the size of a small dog.
I'm like, come on, you know. And he's like, no.
You already broke this once. I'm not letting you break it again.
So, but it bites me and does, like, nothing. Because
it whiffed, too.
Doctoring rolls.
Yeah.
It hit me, but it whiffed on the damage. So it, like, bit through the robe, but didn't do much more else.
Right.
So they're continuing to fight. Manolo is still getting patched up and, you know. At this point, it's like he's allergic to bees, and he just got stung by a bee. His face
swelling
is all swollen, and yeah. So he's kind of sitting over there with, like, a dog with its tail between its legs. And then...
praying the doctor doesn't notice.
And then I get an idea. I get an idea.
There it is.
An idea.
You get a U idea.
Yes. I quickly go on to Photoshop. And make an image before my next turn. It gets to my turn. I say, everyone check general. Post the image. It's Goku. Like, doing the spirit ball thing with Plague Doctor had on it. And I'm like, I want to spirit ball this shit.
Uh-huh.
Well, what? So, I raise up my hands in the air. DM's like, you know what? I'll allow you to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love this image.
Right.
So I raise my hands up in the air. Okay. I want to summon all the suffering of every peasant I've beaten.
That's a lot of suffering, Jacob.
Oh my fucking god. Okay, roll for it. Nat fucking 20.
Here it comes.
I start to
call.
Build up energy.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. Now, to the DM, I feel like every peasant I've beaten just has a strong inclination to raise his hands. Roll a willpower check, and I might allow it. Another nat fucking 20.
The dice gods are speaking?
All the peasants I have ever beaten, and I'm specifically remembering one where I was on my horse and I fucking cavalry
the one you
him.
Lamped on the way out of town.
Yeah.
Last session. Yeah.
He throws his hands up into the air, not even knowing why he's doing it. He's just doing it.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty. Fine. You are summoning the fucking energy, the negative energy of all the peasants you've beaten. Rolled a hit. Another nat fucking 20. And the DM at this point is like, what the fuck? What is even going on right now? So the sky darkens. And there is a sound of like thousands of crows as I throw down my doctoring stick onto this spider. Roll for damage. 4 damage. I throw down my doctoring stick, hit it in the head. The spider's head just like disintegrates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. All that for 4 fucking damage.
Nice.
Which was the spider's health.
Yep.
And then the sky clears up. The mage is like, who's healing Manolo, is like, what the fuck just fucking happened?
I now have additional questions. What kind of doctor are you?
So I have summoned the pain of all the peasants.
You've savagely beaten.
Savagely beaten. And doing a whole 4 damage.
But it was all you needed.
But it was all I needed.
That's what counts.
And
is he gonna keep trying that from now on?
No. I might do it once.
What a bummer.
I might do it once or twice more.
Like when it's a clutch moment.
Yeah. It was more like I was just sitting there, I'm like, oh my god, I'm not gonna hit this.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? What would make me hit it? I'm like, I could just Goku spirit ball this shit. Because, like, you know, even if it didn't hit, it would just be, like, meme-worthy of me, like, trying to Goku spirit ball it.
Right.
I didn't expect it to fucking pay off.
Right. Well, I mean, you never try these things, you expect them to work. You just try them to try them.
Yeah. It almost fell through, too, because the last roll, it was rolling with advantage. So the first roll I got was 2. And then the second one I rolled was an at 20. So the DM's like, ha, it failed. And I'm like, one more dice roll, 20. And I'm like, did the dice gods fucking speak, John? Did they fucking stutter?
No.
No.
Dr. Somebody, a lot of miserable energy.
Yeah.
Now, worth noting, they are peasants. It's not like they didn't technically deserve being savagely beaten by the doctor for one reason or another.
Yeah.
They are peasants, after all.
By existing.
Jeez, I'm thinking like you now. Twas a momentary madness.
So, Manolo finally healed, runs up, and he decides to roll to kill the only spider I paralyzed, because I wanted to keep one of these spiders.
For medical reasons.
Well, see, the village isn't sick, and the doctor had a theory that because spiders and toads absorb bad humors, the bigger the spider, it must act as like a ward against bad humors in the city.
Sure.
So he's going to take it and use it for doctoring.
Yep.
Manolo, like, makes his roll to kill the spider, and I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't finish my turn yet, because I still have half an action.
Yep.
Wait, really? And I'm like, yep. I'm taking the spider and putting it in my bag. Fine, I'm still going to swing. Try to beat this fucking doctoring dodging skill.
Uh-huh.
Throw the spider in my bag. Manolo misses. You're not killing my spider, bitch. I want this spider.
Yep.
So, party ends the encounter. Manolo's a little salty because he wanted to kill my spider. I'm like, nah, man. It's my spider. I fucking drugged it.
Right.
I want this spider.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Rightful claim.
Yeah. So, we start
heading. You subdued the beast yourself.
Exactly. So we start heading back to the city. Peasants are super happy, and they are preparing us a peasant feast, which is like they slaughtered one pig for the entire town, and they have a bunch of gruel and shit.
Nice.
Party's like free fucking food, so whatever. Don't give a shit.
Gift horse, let's not check for teeth.
Yeah. So we start heading back. The doctor makes a quick, like, stop at the camp. He picks up a barrel that has a couple, like, cracks in it. Nothing that the spider could escape through. Pours the spider in, seals up the barrel, puts a note on it, don't open, biohazard, and throws it on one of the carts, tells one of the Frenchmen not to open up that barrel because it has some dangerous medical equipment in it.
No matter what noises that barrel might make, you keep that barrel shut.
The Frenchman is like, what the fuck?
And
Doctor heads off to the feast. Now, my plan with this spider is I now have a giant spider in a barrel, which if a
is dangerous all unto itself.
Which, if the situation can't be solved by a giant spider in a barrel, we shouldn't
It's above your pay grade.
Yeah. I'm literally waiting for, at some point, me to just open a barrel and go, crawl, my pretties!
Yep.
Oh.
You're gonna have to feed that dumb thing.
Oh, yeah. I already have a plan on what to feed it, too.
Oh, no.
Leeches. Okay. Filled with blood.
All right, fair enough. That's horrible. I was about to say fair enough, and then you added the filled with blood thing, and that... All right, that's more you.
Hey, I mean, if I'm getting all these leeches, I now have something to feed the spiders, because spiders... eat stuff like that.
Yeah. Especially giant ones, sure.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Oh, and might I mention, Manolo almost died a second time because once the encounter was done, he went to stick his head back in the hole.
Smart.
And he found a bunch of sacks of spider eggs. So, of course, what's he going to do? He stabs them with his sword.
Great.
And what comes out? Thousands of baby spiders, which crawl onto his face again. So we get the apprentice to, like, fire magic down the hole.
Yep.
He was not having a good session.
You can fix a lot of things, but you can't fix stupid.
Yeah.
You can try, but you can't... If the stupid's not willing to fix itself, you can't do it either.
Yeah.
So, and I get the sense that Manolo's brand of stupid isn't willing to fix itself. It's just going to get worse.
You know, and...
I guess the point when you do that is you just look at the paladin and you're just like, all right, what'd you learn?
And it's all it's going to be...
And if the answer is how many spider bites I can take, he learned nothing.
he's playing paladin well.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like paladins are perhaps a bit smarter than that, but, you know... Hedge Knight, I'll allow it.
Allow it.
Yeah, in light of our Paladin Archetype podcast, I'll allow it.
So, we head over to the feast.
I like I'm sitting here listening to a story just passing judgment whether or not that's a thing that can happen retroactively. That might be how we do Doctoring Tales from now on.
I mean, honestly, with the shit that goes on, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Because you get all of us which are just like, we're here to have fun and do whatever the fuck we want.
And here I am, just like...
And the DM's trying to madly keep it on the rails.
Okay, you've just described every D&D party pretty much ever.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some every now and then that are straight-laced, but they're the exception that proves the rule.
True.
Everyone wants to start off as the Fellowship of the Ring, but they more often than not start with the Knights of Monty Python.
So, we head off to the feast, It was at this point we noticed one of our buddies who wasn't in the campaign sitting in one of the other Discords. So the DM's like, I have an idea. So we invited him to the Discord, muted him, and we gave him the character of the spit-roasted pig.
But... Okay.
So he was just there to observe.
Uh-huh.
And we continue going through. The mage is, like, looking at the doctor like, is he some, like... high-level wizard or something, like...
Still trying to figure out what the fuck that spirit bomb shit was.
Yeah, and a little bit earlier in the session, I forgot to mention this, right between, like, the time Manolo was going off and doing whatever he wanted, the doctor went over to the intern and asked her, tell me about the Heart of the Crows. And she's like,
what the fuck? Run that by me again?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And he's like, the Lord of Crows, woman! The Lord of Crows! And she's like, I'm gonna go away now.
Uh-huh.
So, the doctor sees her staring at him again and comes over and demands if she knows anything about the Lord of Crows. And she is like, so there's a lot of different types of like, magician skill. And the doctor's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm talking about the scientific Lord of Crows. What can you tell me? And she's like, okay.
I'm on the intern side on this one. If I was in her position, she'd be like, yeah, listen, you seem to know more about this than I do.
Which is pretty much what she said. She's like, you seem to know a lot more about crow magic. And he's like, woman, I'm talking about science, not hocus pocus. And she's like,
mean, but fine.
Whatever. So the party is getting thoroughly shit-faced. I think the Scottish Highlander and the elf start to, you know, play dice. The elf had, like, nothing to do, and I'm like, he's like, what should I be doing? I'm like, don't you normally steal shit? And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Great.
So he goes over to start playing dice with the Scottish Highlander. Manolo starts hitting on peasant chicks and rolls a nat fucking 20, so he goes off behind ye old shed.
Right.
And the doctor just kind of walks about looking for sick peasants, stealing food to put in his bag for later. Because the doctor doesn't eat in front of...
It'd be unseemly.
Yeah.
It'd also require removing both masks. And also would break the mystical illusion that you've so carefully crafted of there's not... Of the, like, party thinking... Is this doctor actually human?
See, at this point, I...
Because at this point, after that crow spirit bomb peasant misery shit, I feel like their doubts have since increased.
They think I'm some, like, mage or something. Yeah. Like, they are...
And they're well within their right, Jacob.
I was just being the best doctor I could.
Yes. Yeah, important to note, the best doctor you could.
Yeah. So while I'm stealing, you know, food from the, you know, the feast for later.
It's not stealing, they're giving it to you.
Yeah.
Storing it.
DM's telling me that I'm putting ye olde medieval spaghetti in my pockets.
Uh-huh.
Which...
This little rule in your pocket. Great.
Oh, ravioli, what's in the pocket, holy. So, you know, Manolo comes back, starts playing dice with the elf again, and the elf, even though he's using loaded dice, is still losing.
Nice.
Yeah. It's kind of sad to watch, like, having an elf with loaded dice.
Still lose.
He switches out for his normal dice, because he's hoping it will give him a better shot.
Uh-huh.
Which, it's at that point, I'm just sitting in my head like, dice don't like it when you try to load them, because they can't, you know, as easily tell you what they want.
Right.
So if you're loading them, you better be on really good terms with the dice god.
Yes. And since this is Elf 2.0, it is very clear that they are not.
Yeah. They're not happy. They liked Elf 1.0.
A lot, as it turns out. A little too much. Give that Elf 1.0 a little too much of a... thing. I almost said good thing, but I caught myself. It's just too much of a thing.
1d10 piercing.
Yep. Yep, that'd be the too much of the thing.
And it's at this point that the campaign kind of wraps up. It was a fun campaign.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to Goku Spirit Ball Misery into a spider, and I got a barrel with a giant spider in it.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be important later.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be.
You'll ensure it.
Because at some point, there's going to be, like, a bunch of spider eggs or some shit in there. And I'm just going to, like,
yep.
Open it, and it's going to be like, fly, my pretty, fly.
You're going to open it, and nightmares are going to come scurrying out. Sorry, scuttling out.
Yep. And I'm also going to have spider webs.
I mean, those are important for bandages.
And also making people eat a bowl of spider webs.
But only if their last name is Woodhouse. Woodhouse, when I get back, you're going to eat so many spider webs!
See, it's funny, too, because I really got away with all my shenanigans. Like, even Manolo trying to kill my captured spider, I would have been kind of pissed because I wanted that captured spider.
Yes,
the whole reason the doctor went on the mission.
Right.
Also, I forgot to mention when the encounter finished... Since I was, like, the closest, the guy who gave us the mission came up and just gave me the two silver. And nobody even questioned, like, me just, like, being like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. The doctor didn't even come for this. The doctor came for the giant spiders, but sure, pocketing 2 silver.
Uh-huh.
And the party's like, you know what? It's still better than Manolo not getting us any silver.
Uh-huh. Or worse yet, Manolo being in charge of that silver.
Yeah.
Because he's just so bad with money.
bad or just very pious with it.
Yep. Same thing. In the context of that party, Jacob.
Yeah. At this point, too, like, it's funny. Manolo's, like, he's thinking about making a new character. I'm like, dude, don't make a new character. Keep Manolo.
Right.
We might roleplay that everyone hates him, but he's fun.
Right. The party needs some sort of foil to itself.
Because it's the shenanigans like that get us to go on these missions.
Right.
Because if it was just the giant spiders mission, we would have been like, fuck that shit. I'm going to go beat some peasants and, you know, collect body parts.
Right, but because of the way that it came about, everyone went along.
Yeah. You need a little bit of a catalyst to a group.
Sure.
And it's an interesting dynamic. Especially with the mage, who absolutely hates the one true light.
Yes.
So it's...
Mage, also known as the intern.
The intern, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, technically we have another mage, but...
So we'll just call her the intern.
Yeah.
The one that the doctor is nice to.
Luckily there's no guns, because it would very quickly turn into Brent.
But the doctor would make sure, it would actually kind of enable that, honestly. Yeah, that's a good point.
That'd be beautiful.
It'd either be the intern of Manolo that would turn into Brent from Archer.
Yeah. And also what's great about it, about this group, is slowly getting to phase two of doctoring.
Oh, boy.
Because now the doctor's pulled off a Goku spirit ball of... peasant suffering.
He shows he's capable of more than walloping peasants with a stick or flaying them alive from the town fountain.
I also now have a book of necrology.
Yes, we mentioned this.
Which, it will eventually come to fruition.
Yeah.
Might be another couple sessions, but I got plans.
Yeah, this is the one time where I actually know your plans, but we'll let those play out and tell them when they happen.
Yeah.
But boy howdy, shield bearers. It is Jacob's plans, and yes, they are as horrifying as I'm sure you must be imagining them.
It's gonna get creepy real fast.
Oh yeah, 0 to 100 real fucking fast. Yeah.
The best part is, you know, not delving into them, but I'm trying to wait until the party thoroughly forgets all the stuff I have.
Uh huh.
Because as I've shown today, people forgot I had Urgot.
Right.
Which is not something you kind of want to forget.
That elf sure won't.
Oh, that's going to happen a couple more times, especially now since the GM said with my emboldening vapors, you can recharge it. You just have to mix some herbs and medicines that you think would make it better.
Nice.
So I'm just going to start mixing ergot into it.
Great.
It's going to be so diluted. It's going to be like, okay, this is 1% helping you with like strength and agility, and then this is 99%.
You're going for a ride.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like to keep it at that ratio, too. It's like, it's just good enough to help you, but there are some consequences.
There are some side effects.
Funny enough, the elf passed all of his constitution checks, which only proved to the doctor that elves just live off of psychedelic drugs.
Right.
I mean, it kind of makes sense, because...
The doctor had a medical hypothesis proved to him with real-world... test environment.
I'm still waiting for the Lord of Crows
come back into play. Yeah, that's
that's
gonna be a plot line that I'm sure will lead to horrifying places,
especially considering the doctor just thinks it's scientific.
Right.
I wonder, I'm kind of hoping it imbues me with some sort of like magic bullshit that I know nothing about.
Did but you just me... think it's the power of medicine?
Ah, medicine.
Yeah.
Because all, you know, magic is to the doctor is just, you know, just some sort of scientific field that has not been delved into yet.
Right. And due to the nature of it going wrong in the form of witchcraft and such.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Though, it's interesting to see the intern as well, because the DM is having a hard time deciding... what the fuck is going on with her? Because on one hand, she watched the doctor, you know, get a fucking city block burned to the ground.
Yes.
Because of witches.
Right.
On the other hand, he just fucking used high tier level magic.
Without really realizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
Right.
That's pretty much it for this tale.
Oh, boy.
But there's going to be more coming.
The escalation. There was build-up, yes. Kind of dithering about in the city. And not that that wasn't amusing for the horrible things you did to the local peasantry. But the payoff is paying off.
Yeah.
Things are escalating.
I need to beat more peasants to get my fucking mana back up.
Yes. Technically, yes, I withhold judgment whether or not to condone this. I'm simply along for the ride, just like you, dear listeners. But for now, dear listeners, thank you all so much for going on this journey with me. Another tale of the Doctor. And wherever you're listening to us too, be it iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, wherever, do not forget to subscribe if you are not subscribed already. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes of General Nerd Sense, Loose Spruce, or Lower Council, head on over to our Facebook page, Shield Wall Productions, on Facebook.com. Or
hit us up on Twitter, the official SWP. If you have any ideas for more Doctor shenanigans or just want to shoot the shin talk, I'm more than happy to do that as well.
Indeed. And until next time, dear listeners, we shall catch you later. Bye.